You're listening to The Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. On the show today, we're exploring owls, and we wanted to learn a lot more about owls from people who are studying them. And so we reached out to the Owl Research Institute. It's located in Charlo, Montana, on the Flathead Indian Reservation. It's about an hour north of Missoula. And our guests on the show today are Denver Holt. He's the founder and president of the organization, and he's widely published on the subject of owls. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Denver.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Also with us on the show is Beth Mendelson. She is a research biologist at the Owl Research Institute, and she has an emphasis in her work on North American owls. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Beth.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're so happy you're both with us. Can you describe what you do at the Owl Research Institute?
At the Owl Research Institute, yes, we pride ourselves in doing field research year-round. So that's our research component. We're in the field. So that means we're studying wild owls in their natural habitats for all the different species when they're breeding, when they're wintering, migrating. And we also do education. So we bring people sometimes into the field or do outreach and events where we get to teach the public about owls. And the last thing that we do is conservation, and that's a little bit broader, and it does involve working with other organizations and homeowners and other people to help conserve owls for the future.
Owls are birds, but are they raptors? Are they like hawks in the same family?
They're not exactly in the same family as raptors, as far as if you think of a phylogenetic tree or genetically, but they're called raptors because they're categorized similarly. They have some of the traits that make a bird a raptor. For example, they have a sharp beak and sharp talons to capture their prey. And owls are a little bit different than some of the other raptors in how they do that. They fill a similar niche.
How long do owls live?
Depending on the species, owls can be quite long-lived. I think some species can live 20, 25, maybe even more years in the wild or in captivity. Usually the larger the owl species, the longer they might be expected to live. But even some of the smaller owl species could have up to a 10-year lifespan.
What kind of homes do owls live in? Do they live in a normal little sticky bird nest like other birds?
We recognize about 260 or 70 species in the world. And they occur in all continents except Antarctica. And so within all the continents they occur in, there's a variety of different habitats, and they've adapted to all of the habitats. So we have owls that nest on the ground, some species like a short-eared owl or a snowy owl. We have some species of owls that dig a hole or live in an old hole in the ground, the burrowing owl. It could be dug by a badger, a fox, or a prairie dog. And then you have owls that will nest in woodpecker holes in trees, natural holes in trees, or sometimes a stick nest made by another bird. For the most part, most species do not build a nest, but they kind of take one over, with few exceptions. And as I said, the burrowing owl will dig its own hole or maybe take over a prairie dog. But most of the other species are dependent on something else. So with the small owls, we like to say they're dependent on woodpeckers to make their holes. So it's important to save habitat for woodpeckers and then the trees that woodpeckers like. And then some of the others, like a great horned owl, might nest in an old red-tailed hawk nest or a bald eagle nest or even mistletoe. So it's a variety of nest structures that they live in.
What are an owl's main predators?
Again, it's going to depend on your species of owl, but a lot of owls are considered to be a little bit higher on the food chain. They are a major predator in many ecosystems, mostly preying on small mammals, little rodents, mice, voles, gophers, rabbits, things like that. And sometimes the larger owls actually are predators for some of the smaller owls. And when the owls are on the ground, for whatever reason, either nesting or roosting or catching prey, they can also be eaten or killed by other predators on the ground, like a fox or a coyote or a cat or a dog, other large raptors as well, like a bald eagle or a red-tailed hawk.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're learning about owls. Our guests are from the Owl Research Institute in Charlo, Montana. It's Beth Mendelson, a research biologist, and the director of the institute, Denver Holt. There's a lot more coming up. But first, this is Mr. Roborelli with Barn Owls, right here on the Children's Hour.
Barn owls, flying through the winter's night, waking at the time of the fading light. They don't have to see you to know that you're there. Setting sun, you can see how they're breathing in the evening air. The moon is rising as we go down to sleep.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone here at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with lots of kids and our guests from the Owl Research Institute. We are learning about owls today, and there is a lot to learn with so many species around the world.
How come so many different species of owls evolved?
First of all, many of the species, or most species in the world, are nocturnal or nearly so. So what that makes them very different than most other birds of the world, which is now 11,000 or so species. But just think about being out at night. And that's one of the things that really makes owls unique, is they're out at night and or low light levels. As birds evolved and different orders evolved and different species evolved, the theory is that the nocturnal world, or even the sky itself, were some of the last areas to be occupied by birds, by animals in general. And so as the owls evolved, they moved into all these habitats in the nighttime, and they just adapted to all of these different habitats throughout the world.
Do we know why they as a species decided to be nighttime predators? Or is that like the chicken and the egg problem? Like, they have all these adapted aspects of them to be able to hunt at night, so they hunt at night. Or did they start hunting at night and then they adapted all these things?
You know, I don't know if I can answer which one came first, but, you know, maybe there was just a niche that was open as these birds evolved. You know, they're not that closely related to, you know, the typical birds of prey. They're more closely related to, like, mouse birds of Africa. And so maybe there was just a niche that was open in the nocturnal lifestyle. And as they moved into that niche, they evolved the traits to help them survive at night.
Can you talk a little more about that, the evolution of owls? Have they always been around? Were there owls around with the dinosaurs?
There's some fossil records, you know, the people who study that. There was some research in Colorado where they discovered some bones. And I'm pretty sure it dates back to, you know, plus or minus 65 million years, where they think that some of the first owls evolved. And many families have come and gone just through evolutionary time. So most have become extinct. And then the last real family was the barn owls, the Titanids. And then after that, so they're the older group of the two families of owls. Then after that, we start to see the more modern genera of owls that we see today. So they've been around a long time. There's actually been even flightless owls that evolved on islands or peninsulas that had no reason to fly. They were very large, almost think of a penguin, but not a penguin, but think of that, a tall owl standing out on a peninsula or an island with no predators. And relatively flightless, and they determine that by looking at the skeletal structure and looking at their keel. So those have come and gone, and all the owls today pretty much all fly.
I dissected an owl pellet once and found like small bones and fur. What kind of stuff does an owl eat?
Owls are carnivorous, so they eat usually other animals, and there are some species that eat insects, anything as small as insects, and then all the way up to larger mammalian prey or larger birds. So in a pellet, you're going to find the undigestible remains of whatever the owl ate, and it's really great for us to learn more about the owl by collecting the pellets. It's non-invasive. We can pick them up and do just what you did, Corbett, and dissect the pellet, pull out any bones or feather and fur, and figure out exactly what the owls have been eating.
So, like with baby owls, how long do they stay with their parents?
It depends on the species again, but owls, usually the female is the parent that will incubate the eggs, and that can take anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks, somewhere in there, depending on the species. And then the eggs will hatch generally one by one, so you may have chicks of different ages, and each of those chicks will stay in the nest being fed by the female with food deliveries from the male. For usually about 3 to 6 weeks, some of the larger owls may stay in the nest longer. And then after they leave the nest, many of the little owl species can't quite fly yet. And so they rely on camouflage and climbing up things and still being fed by their parents for up to a few months after they actually leave the nest. So it's a pretty long process for the baby owls to grow up until they can hunt for themselves and provide their own food.
Do baby owls look anything like an owl, or are they kind of homely?
The first time I think I saw a very small owl chick in a nest, I was kind of like, oh. But, you know, when you start to look at them, they are very similar to the adults in that they have the larger eyes once they open their eyes, and they're kind of endearing. You might say it's a face only a mother could love, but they're fluffy and cute. And as they start to grow, they have these very adorable, like, behaviors that they'll do.
Like what?
Practicing to fly, so kind of doing little wing flaps and falling over. They might steal food from each other, try to take food out of their parents' beak, little things like that. And when they start to learn how to fly, it's even funnier because often they'll miss the branch and hang upside down or crash into something. It's, you know, like a toddler maybe learning to walk.
That's so cute. And then when they finally leave after a few months, that's it. They never see their parents again. They're out of here. They never come back.
Yeah, for the most part, once they're considered to be adults, they'll have to leave the territory, find their own territory. There are some owl species that have been seen to have, like, helper owls who may have been chicks from previous year come back.
That's Beth Mendelson and Denver Holt from the Owl Research Institute. More with them and the kids in Mrs. Charles's second grade class at Coronado Elementary coming right up. This is Martin and Rose Music, right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about owls.
Little brown owl with those great big yellow eyes. Little brown owl, why do you black owl, little black owl, why do you look Little gray owl, little gray owl, with those great big green eyes. Little gray owl, little gray owl, why do you look so surprised? Great big blue eyes, little white owl, why do you look so surprised? Ho, 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 scoot you.
So, when I was at my grandma and grandpa's ranch, I find a lot of owl feathers, owl pellets. And sometimes I find talons stuck in the owl pellet.
See the shadows as they creep like vines. The sun is sinking and I love this time. I guess I'm just a night owl.
Stars are winking and the hillside glows. The moon's inviting us out, so let's go.
I guess we're just night owls. We'll fly over the rooftops and down by the sea. When we please. Well, now it's time to say hello to some friends. Follow the singing and laughing and then we'll find a tree filled with night owls. Then we'll fly over the rooftops and down by the sea, throwing our cares out into the breeze, and we'll sleep when we please.
Well, the night seems as endless as the ocean is deep, but even night owls need a little sleep.
And I guess it's time for this night owl. Oh, I guess it's time for this night owl. I guess it's time.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.